Well, this morning we wanted to talk a little bit about the Atlantic Lions Club Waffle Supper and Bake Sale, which is coming up here very quickly. Thursday, April 9th, that'll be from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic at 805 West 10th Street here in town. Always a fun and a pretty well-attended event here for the Lions Club locally. Have a couple of Lions Club members in to share with us a little bit this morning. I think they know each other. Vicki Nordskog is in with us here this morning, and you brought Jim Nordskog along with you, too.
Yes,
that was kind of nice
did.
Of you.
Good morning, Jim.
We started out rough already, huh? Very good. Well, talk a little bit about Lions. Vicki, how long have you been a member?
I've been a member since I fully retired, so it's been 11 years now.
Okay. Jim, how about you?
Probably just a couple more than that. Greg, he forced me to join. You know.
Sometimes it happens.
That's right.
Sometimes it happens. But it's been a good thing, right?
It's been a very good thing. In fact, you know, a lot of people, including yourself, probably wonder, why should I go to the waffle supper? Why go to the pancake supper? Why buy a Christmas tree? Okay, from the Lions. And here might be some reasons that might help out with you. Just over the past 3 years, the Lions, our Lions Club, we're not talking about any other ones other than ours, we've donated over $32,000 in the last 3 years, okay? 4,000 of it goes to Lions Club International to help with refugee programs, disaster recovery, medical services, things like that, okay? But 28,000 stayed here in Iowa, okay? 21,000 stayed locally. So when you look at that, you think of things, okay, locally, well, what could you possibly donate that much money to locally? The YMCA, we donate money to them. Family Treatment Court with the STEPS program. We do scholarships. We got Kids Site Program. The 4,000 alone went to the Atlantic Food Pantry. We have Arise, Dolly Parton Imagine Library, the Ann Wickman Center, Cass County Fair Association. I mean, it's so people think, well, I can go to those things and buy something, but I doubt we'll see anything come back from here. But you do. We really do.
Yeah, and when folks think of Lions, they typically think of things like hearing and sight, because those have always been important programs for the Lions Club and continue to be today. But Vicki, it sounds like you're making quite an impact.
Yes, we are. We are absolutely making quite an impact. The most recent donation we've made here locally is $2,500 to the YMCA for the swimming pool, the Sunnyside Pool. And I don't know whether they have revealed the project or not. There's kind of this guessing game going on their Facebook page. Something's coming. So anyway, I'm going to...
Keep them guessing.
I'm going to spill the beans this morning. There has been a covered area there that people can kind of hang out under to get a little bit of shade within the pool area. For the several years, it's gotten pretty worn, and so we've donated that $2,500 to have that shelter renovated, and then there will be all kinds of accoutrements underneath it, planters and places to sit, and it's just going to look really, really great. And they're going to have a instead of a rug there in the area, a waterproof rug, they're actually going to have a it painted on there, you know, so it's going to look pretty cool. The other thing that we've done here locally lately is we have actually, well, over the last couple of years, we have given out glasses to 12 children and a couple of adults in there. One of the children actually had such a severe eye problem that we ended up having to send him to a pediatric specialist. So we do fund that if people are eligible. So we want to promote that. We want people to know. And it's as simple as going to one of our local eye doctors, and they have the materials there. So if you need the help, let them know. The other thing is hearing aids. We do provide hearing aids for people in need. That one is not as widely known, so I wish more people would take advantage of it, because I know there are a lot of hearing impairment issues out there that could be readily addressed. So one thing that we think is pretty cool here is we've contributed the last couple, 3 years, close to $3,000 to the Leader Dog program. And so you'll periodically see people with leader dogs. And this is strictly for sight impairment or blindness. But they're starting a program here in Iowa called Dining in the Dark. And so they're going to have their first one this fall, and then hopefully we can start bringing them locally, but where you sit and you are thoroughly blindfolded and you learn what it's like to eat as someone who's blind, and you learn how people have to serve. There's a special way you serve, and there's special placement of food on plates in order to help people with sight impairment. So we learn those things as Lions, and then we contribute to making them a reality. Of course, we do eyeglass recycling. We've donated, well, we take all of ours to Walmart. They give to Lions International. Close to 1,000 pair of eyeglasses have been recycled through there the last couple of years. And just 37 pair of hearing aids have been recycled. And I know there's a lot of hearing aids out there that are no longer being used and just laying around somewhere. So we would really appreciate it if people would get those to us. And you can drop them off in the same locations as where you see the eyeglass boxes.
Sure. Yeah, easy way for others outside the scope of the Lions to be able to help the Lions and help others in your community is to just go through some of the drawers. You know where they are in your home. You've got a drawer where you've got old pairs of eyeglasses, perhaps some older pair of hearing aids that you just don't use anymore. Those can all be recycled.
Mm-hmm.
And there are folks out there that would appreciate that. And, you know, you never really know the impact. You talked about sight testing for children. And,
exactly.
You know, you test a lot of children, but it's when you find one instance where you caught something early and you help someone and you see the joy that family has in knowing that they were able to take care of a problem before it came worse. It's great to make a big impact, but the small impacts are very big too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every year when we do KidSight, we have at least one child where we identify a problem that helps get them through school and address their issues. There's a really cute little video I wish everyone could see of young children getting glasses for the first time when they've really not ever really been able to see clearly. And their faces just totally change. It's just the delight in their faces is absolutely wonderful.
Yes, I remember. I was one of those children in second grade, too. Didn't realize how bad my eyes were until I got that first pair of glasses. And wow, what a difference. The world looks so much different. It's it's really an opportunity that you're giving folks. And people really do appreciate that. And that's all comes. All of that can happen through the $10 that you spend when you come in to visit the Waffle Supper. It's amazing you can have that kind of an impact with that inexpensive a price.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, get something to eat out of it.
Absolutely. It's not a donation. You're getting
right.
Something in return.
Something. You know, plus, I'll be there serving and, you know, and being.
So come anyway.
Yeah, come anyway, even though I'm there. That's right.
So it says Waffle Supper. So I assume that's the headliner. What's is all the usuals that we would get with that?
Yeah, the Waffle Man, luckily, they're continuing to do it, but yeah, he's going to have all the choices, all the syrups and whipped cream and drinks we'll have available. So
sausage
is there. Yeah, I mean, and then if you didn't get enough, you can go back and get as many more as you want is the thing. So
sure, it's an all-you-can-eat event.
All you can eat. Yeah.
So,
and then
enjoy.
The icing on the cake, of course, is that after you've had all that to eat, you can go to our bake sale table.
Right. I was just going to mention, then there's dessert. You can hit up the bake sale, I suppose, either coming in or going out.
Coming in. Yeah, a lot of people have gotten smart, and they actually purchase on their way in mm-hmm. because they know it's very possible that their favorite item is going to be gone by the time they leave. Because yeah. a lot of people use it as an opportunity to sit and visit with their neighbors and friends, and then they miss out on their favorite
goodie. Yeah, these are social events as much as they are fundraising events and things, too. It's also about community and getting people together. You might be standing in line for a little bit. It goes pretty quickly, but that gives you an opportunity to survey all the other goodies that are there as well and then meet some friends and make some new ones.
Yes.
All that's possible. Yeah. Again, that's an all-you-can-eat, and I see ages 5 and under eat free, so you can.
Yep.
It's inexpensive to bring the family along.
Mm-hmm.
And again, all the Lions charities are supported through this project, so check all of that out. Now, they don't have to buy tickets in advance, right?
They do not. They can purchase at the door as well.
But they can also find them from any Lions Club member.
Yes, they can.
Ahead of time. If there's no difference. There's no penalty for buying at the door.
No.
Same price.
Yep, same price.
All right, just $10 per person. So nice and easy. Now, again, that's coming up Thursday, April 9th. That's from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Now, carryouts are available as well.
Yes,
so you
they
can
are.
Take that care of that business also if somebody can't make it. That's at the Cass County Community Center, and that's on West 10th Street here in Atlantic. Hope a lot of folks come out and support the local Lions Club through their waffle supper and bake sale. And I guess we just look forward to the rest of the year, too. Once you get through this, the process never stops. You just start planning for the next event.
Yeah, and let me just put a plug in at this point. Mm-hmm. So over the last 2 years, we've raised over $12,000 selling Christmas trees. Mm-hmm. And we've raised over $8,600 at our supper and bake sale events. We did have a Spud supper last fall, and I think we're going to continue that, and our pancake and our waffle suppers. But one of the things we really, really need, in addition to people coming and attending these events and purchasing Christmas trees, et cetera, is we really need people to step up and volunteer to help the Lions. We would be greatly appreciative if someone wanted to come and help us at the waffle supper, sit at the bake sale table, help hand out a sausage or butter. and just even interested in, you know, becoming a member, we would just really, really love that. We really need assistance.
Yeah, if you ever wonder about becoming a member of an organization like that, the easy way to do it is to stop on by here and then ask the people who are right there, who are already members. They're active for a reason. They enjoy it. They believe in the mission, and they want to make things happen. So if you're one of those people that has those same characteristics, just ask right then and there, and they can become a member pretty quickly, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then if you also want to come to our meetings, we have special speakers every time, and you learn a lot of good stuff about what's going on in the community.
Absolutely. Yeah, these are community-based groups, so I hope you get a chance to check that out as well. Vicki, Jim, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Good luck with the waffle supper.
Thank you.